From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Parham, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. We're going to talk with Ben Craddock on the show today. We're going to go over the You Gotta Believe football camp we've been promoting for a while now. It is next week in Jackson. Still time to sign up for that. You just go to ygbfootball.org. If you're a player, if you're a parent, if you're a coach, sign your guys up. A lot of former Ole Miss players, NFL players partaking in that camp as counselors. Really good event last year. We were down there for that. It's when we talked to Mike Hilton and Dante Moncrief and others. So plenty of time. Again, ygbfootball.org for that. We'll talk to Ben coming up again here in a segment or two. And as we always are, we're coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are. Clark Ford is in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900 is the number. You call the number. You ask for Corey Clark. You tell Corey what Ford you're looking for. He sends you a quote within 15 minutes and business hours. It's that simple. Right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. Here's the deal. I've done business now with Corey three times. I know we're friends, and he advertises on my podcast and all of that stuff. But I can tell you that the way he does business, the way that dealership does business, is awesome. It's easy. You get right to the bottom line. You don't have to haggle back and forth on a quote. And then the service after the sale is great. Just last week, I needed to get an oil change. I needed my tires rotated. I don't live in Amory. I really didn't have time to get to Amory. They had sold a car, I think, in Batesville. They just swung over and got mine, traded it out for half a day. You don't get that kind of service everywhere. You do get that kind of service from Clark Ford. 662-257-1900. Tell Corey that you heard about Clark Ford on the podcast, and you'll save $500 on your bottom line.
I guess the only really news coming out today, and I don't even know that's necessarily news, it's more the lack of news, but Doug Nikhazy makes the final Team USA roster for this summer, the collegiate national team.
As a fielder or a pitcher?
Well, he's done a little bit of both, but as a pitcher, he pitched at least one inning and maybe two last night in Team USA's win over the Coastal Plain League select team. So basically a summer league all-star team of college players.
Whenever I see the Coastal Plain League select team, my blood boils. I hate those guys.
You know, they play for a lot of pride, a lot of common bond on those teams, I'm sure. Things like that. So So he pitched it. I think he pitched the ninth inning. I think Team USA won 4-0. He might have pitched the eighth too, but nonetheless, he makes the roster. I think they cut 11 or 12 players off the preliminary roster, and then now they start their little international tour. They play Cuba starting today. I know they play Japan at some point. So I'm one of only three freshmen on the team. Nikhazy obviously acclimating himself quite well to college baseball to this point. So he makes the final roster. He's playing. He appears to be a relief pitcher for them. But he has played in the outfield a little bit, and he threw out a runner. I saw an assist on the internet the other night. So he's doing a lot. Maybe he can hit for him next year too.
I bet Mike gets a little nervous when he thinks about Doug Nikhazy running around in left field.
You don't like that?
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I mean, he's played football. He's played baseball all of his life. I'm sure he's played everywhere. He probably even played some shortstop as a little leaguer. So,
well, that's how that works. I mean, well, he's left-handed, though.
Yeah, but still.
Okay, fair enough.
When you're 11, 12 years old, it really doesn't matter.
If you had a left-handed player that you knew was going to be a college player, you'd stick him at shortstop anyway on Carson's team trying to figure it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not turning double plays anyway. What difference does it make?
Catch the ball and throw it to first base.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on.
Okay, fair enough. It is an interesting deal, though, because Mike does have the option with two different guys that I think can hit at the college level next year. Mike's not a huge fan of that. Obviously, Stephen Head did it. Matt Tracy did it a little bit out of necessity. But it hasn't been a common thing. I actually talked to Stephen Head about it a couple months ago, and he talked about, you really got to kind of prove it with Ole Miss a little bit to play both ways. You don't want to interfere with the pitching part of it, too, obviously. You can't do anything to hurt that side of it. But with Gunnar Hoglund and Doug Nikhazy, Ole Miss does have some options there, and they've got outfield spots open. Later today, you'll see my projected lineup for 2020. I'm almost done with it. I got a couple more spots to go. But the outfield has some question marks. There's some opportunity out there, and Hoglund and Nikhazy could play out there. Hoglund could play first base as well. So it makes me wonder. I don't know if they're at that point, but I do wonder a little bit if Mike entertains that idea going into 2020.
I would. Not that my opinion matters, but I'd play him.
There's no reason not to give it a shot, right?
I'd absolutely do it. I mean, are they two of your best 10 hitters or one of your 10 best hitters?
If so, then yes, right?
So then they have to play. You have to figure it out. I mean, I get that they're a risk, and I get that there's a huge jump from travel ball to SEC. I understand that. But those guys have done that all of their lives. I mean, Hoglund, that was part of his, what made him attractive was his athleticism, his ability to hit some of those things.
Frankly, it was part of the recruiting pitch that got him here.
I'd absolutely entertain that idea.
Because, I mean, a little sneak peek, I mean, it doesn't, obviously it's nothing news breaking. I've got Hayden Leatherwood in left field. He's a JUCO transfer, originally signed with Vanderbilt, ended up at Northwest. He played well. Ole Miss has been on him since high school. Got him in left. And then in center field is what's interesting to me, because I've got Josh Hall written down, but I think that very likely could be Connor Walsh, the kid, the top-rated position player in this class for Ole Miss. He was 27th nationally. And he reminds me a lot of Zach Watson at LSU, but he's just an athlete. He's got a laser time, 6'2", 560. He can play all over the field. I think you could move him out there, stick him in center field, and be very, very good. So they've got that going on. And then in right field, it's time for Tim Elko to hit. Tim Elko, the top-rated guy in his class when he came in, he's going to be a junior. He started off slow. He did have some flashes late in the year, but they – maybe more than anybody, Elko has got to turn it on. I don't think this team can reach its ceiling next year without him, so I've got him in right field more out of necessity than anything else. But point being, if Nikhazy or Hoglund or one of those guys could perform and give you something, there's plenty of spots to put these dudes if they can play.
Yeah. Again, it's as simple to me as this. If they're
you play.
If they're one or two of your 9 to 10 best hitters, they play.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
Yeah, if you can hit, you play. That's it. So, we'll see. Really just sad news here. I did see this morning, you know, I was looking through some different newsletters to see what we could talk about. I see an arrest has been made in the Rob Bramblett wreck that killed Rod and Paula in Auburn.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they found marijuana in the 16-year-old's system. At first, they had ruled out no cell phone use. They had ruled out no alcohol use. However, yesterday he was arrested at his home for 2 counts of manslaughter and will be tried as an adult. So really just – I read it, and I'll be honest, it was just an overall sadness of how many lives have been ruined by this.
Yeah, I see the name right now. I just pulled up the story. That name doesn't mean anything to me.
No, me neither.
It's your worst nightmare. You know, I mean, I've got a 16-year-old who drives, an 18-year-old who drives, and it's, you know, it was funny. We had this conversation yesterday because Campbell's going to the lake with some of her friends, staying with their family, and was going to be there till Friday, and Laura sent me a text. It was basically, you know, I hope she makes good decisions. And it's that deal where you said, I think my response back was, you know, you do the best you can and you hope for the best and you hope that the lessons that you teach and the things that you say, but man, it's so easy to make a mistake. And I mean, he was on the lake all day, and I'm not excusing what he did at all. But this is where you talk to your kids about this stuff. There's there's going to be – I had this conversation with Carson just yesterday. It's just you're trying to get these things through to him just kind of in case, because we were kind of talking about Tyler Skaggs, the Angels pitcher who died. And, you know, anytime you hear that, you think, well, you know what's going to come out. There was some sort of drug use. There was some sort of overdose. There was something like that. You just keep waiting to hear that. You know, I remember when Daryl Kyle died years ago. I was like 2002. You know, I think it came back that there was some substance in his system or something. I don't know. Whatever. But you can just imagine someone was, hey, we're on the lake. Let's just have some fun. Here's this pressure. And I'm not even saying that marijuana is what led him to make the mistake, but then the mistake happens, the accident happens, you kill two people, and that's in your blood, and your life's it's ruined.
Yeah, whether it had an impact or did not have an impact on the actual crash, the marijuana completely changed the complexity of the situation.
Yeah, it's we literally were talking about marijuana yesterday with Carson and Caroline. Just I know that it's legal in a lot of places, and I know that for a lot of people it's quote harmless. It's kind of funny that this happened. Like, not funny, it's the wrong word. Ironic that this happened, because we were just saying yesterday, you know, not to go all Nancy Reagan here, but just don't. Just don't. And if you don't, you won't have a problem. I don't know. I mean, this kid, I mean, he's headed to prison.
Yeah. Certainly what it sounds like, being held on a $50,000 bond as of right now.
He's out on how much?
It was a $50,000 bond. I don't know. I'm assuming he's out, but I don't know the answer to that.
Even say what just went through my head.
Yeah.
I mean, you just think about his parents. I mean, their lives are ruined. I mean, that's the part of parenting that people who don't have kids yet don't get. The moment you have a kid, your ability to control your own happiness is eliminated.
Completely dependent in other places now. Yeah. 16 years old. I know it's bad pod. I'm just kind of reacting.
We started this today. We were like, I don't know what we're going to talk about, because quite frankly, this is the dead week. Recruiting is dead. I think Ole Miss is expected to get a commitment possibly today. I hate doing that with recruiting, because kids can change their mind and do it tomorrow. And then you have 400 messages of what's the deal, what's the deal, what's the deal. And I don't know. He's in Texas. I'm not. I have no clue. There's just not a lot going on. Coaches are all on vacation. It's kind of just a dead period. There's a holiday in 2 days. It's, you know, media days are 2 weeks from yesterday they start. So, I mean, it's about to get started, but this is kind of the time when there's just not a hell of a lot going on, and something like this comes up, and it does kind of just stop you in your tracks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it here. They said he was moving in way excess of the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And that's, again, don't have your system, all those things. But I've never really heard of marijuana causing someone to speed like crazy. You know what I mean? It's more of just situational as much as anything else, I think.
I'm going to scold myself before I do it. This is not particularly great journalism. I have talked to people over there who said that the belief is, based on the way that the crash occurred, that he was basically asleep, but that he was really going fast.
Right.
Like, really fast.
So,
I mean, she died pretty instantly.
Okay. Just tough deal. We'll update as obviously that story moves along, but that's where it is right now. So we'll We'll leave it there. We're going to talk some football in a second. We're going to talk some camp stuff in a second as well. Before they do, I'll tell you about MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape, providing premium lawn care throughout northern Mississippi, but they offer a lot more as well. MasterCuts will build your custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces with paver patios, forestry mulching, and much more. The dream backyard, easier than you think. You can find that online at gomastercuts.com for a free quote. All right, same free quote. It's 662-607-7773. Again, gomastercuts.com.
The podcast is also brought to you by Dead Soxy. Hot weather is here. With it comes the inevitable debate of sock or no sock with your loafers. Save your feet, your shoes, from making their own impression. Step into spring, into summer, I should say, with some no-shows from Dead Soxy. You really need to experience the difference a quality sock makes. Go to deadsoxy.com. Enter the code REBELGROVE at checkout. Get 30% off all orders, including sale items and including these no-shows that are the same quality you already love and enjoy with their traditional dress sock. Don't miss 1 minute of the action at the Vault this season as Ole Miss football arrives this September. Reserve your season tickets with the new 2019 season ticket pricing for just $299. For more information, visit OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. We tell you a lot about Pinnacle Trust. Often fail to tell you about Pinnacle Trust 401k advisory services. Maintaining an appropriate retirement plan for your company often seems like a daunting task, especially when you consider everything that goes into running a successful business. The Pinnacle Trust 401k advisory services provides plan sponsors with the expertise and consultation that they need to administer a retirement plan that inspires employees to reach their retirement goals. Pinnacle Trust Retirement Plan Advisory Team specializes in a variety of different types of plans, including 401k and 403b plans. Pinnacle can help plan sponsors benchmark their current 401k plan, consult on current plan designs, provide ongoing plan and investment fund reviews, manage employee communication and investment education, and conduct a plan sponsor fiduciary analysis. When you work with Pinnacle Trust 401k advisory services, you gain a valuable advisory team and time-saving resource that will help you develop and maintain a solid strategy for your retirement plan. To learn more, go to pintrust.com. That's pinntrust.com. Mention that you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the podcast. You'll get 10% off your first year's fee.
Now let's go to Ben Craddock. Ben, good morning. About a we're less than a week away from the camp down in Jackson at Jackson Academy. You got to believe football camp. You you guys, Craddock Oil, the presenting sponsor again for that camp. We were down there last year. A lot of kids, good time. What sort of drew it to you? What made this camp something that you kind of want to be a part of?
Well, you know, John and Robert Ratcliffe, they played at Ole Miss, and they reached out to me about probably, I guess it was 2 years ago, and just asked, you know, if I could help out, and it wasn't anything for, you know, for our sponsorship. It was just some help. And once I met with the guys and really heard their vision and what the camp truly means, because it's a foundation set up through their father who passed away. So, and it's called You Gotta Believe, and it's basically trying to get these kids that are, you know, they might be confused or might have things going on in their life. I mean, it's a sports camp, but there's so much more to it than that. It's, you know, as far as these NFL guys coming back, you know, sharing their testimonies with these kids, just loving on these kids. It's really a special camp, and that's kind of what drew me. Because, you know, we get asked to do a lot of different things, but if it's something that, you know, I love doing, if we do something like this, I have to be a part of it. Like, I want to be a part of it. You know, I love getting out there with the kids and working with them and being involved, not just writing a check, but truly being involved and trying to make a difference. And that's what John and Robert Ratcliffe do, is they truly have grown this camp from 100 people, I mean, 100 kids 4 years ago to right now we're at like 425. So it just continues to grow, and it's truly amazing what they can accomplish in 2 days of you know, because you have the smaller kids that come in the morning, and then you have the older, the high school kids come in at night. So, I mean, it's an all-day deal. So,
What ages does it encompass? And then for everybody that's interested, it's just a matter of going to the website and registering, correct?
Correct. Yeah, everything's posted, you know, on yougottabelieve.org or .com. And the ages from 5 to, I want to say, 13 are for the small kids that come in from 9 to 11:30 on Monday, this Monday, this coming up Monday and Tuesday. And then high school kids, they come in from 4 to 6. And so we provide pizza for both, and then we do a big cookout with Penn's Catfish and Chicken. They'll come out on Tuesday evening and do a big cookout, and it's really fun. We'll just fellowship with the parents and hang out, and kids will sign. I mean, kids will get autographs, and it's really a special time. But it's but it's divided into two different parts, which are the morning and then the evening.
What all NFL? I know a lot of guys. Obviously, we've got full lists all over social media. But who are your for sure is coming back? Who will some of these campers see from an old former Ole Miss player NFL perspective?
Well, yeah, we got Chad Kelly, Evan Engram. We have Dante Moncrief, of course. He's kind of a founding father, I guess you would say, with this camp. He was the main one. Robert and John, they play with Dante, and so Dante's coming in. He's bringing two receivers from from the Steelers. I can't remember their names. He's bringing two guys with him, two teammates. Dawson Knox is joining us this year. Andrew Ritter, you know, they will work with kickers. We have Ryan Buchanan, Cody Core, Quincy Adebojo, trying to get DK Metcalf, and we have Trey Elson, Ken Webster. I mean, truly, I think it's right at 17, 18 kids, I mean, guys that are coming back, and it really is. And there's tons of guys I'm not naming, I just can't think of right now, but it's such a Channing Ward's coming back this year. It's really just a lot of fun. I mean, just get to see those guys give back and truly give back, because a lot of these guys are in the NFL and they have to fly in to Jackson for 2 days, you know, and then fly right back out. But it shows you what's in their, you know, truly in their heart. And then you have some guys that we try to reach out to, and they just, you know, it's just not them, which is fine. But you kind of see truly, you know, especially Dante, you know, he's been every year, his whole family comes and participates. It's really fun to see, because it's become really a family environment. So it's a lot of fun.
And for all ages, is it mostly, you know, instructional? Is it mostly improving skills? Then you hope they get a little life out of it too. Like, what do you hope these campers take from this week?
Truly confidence. You know, it's trying to work on their skill set. You know, these y'all were there last year, and you really see these guys, you know, the coaches, everybody, all the kids get divided up onto to teams, and they truly do get, you know, they can work on their technique or the skill set, whatever it may be, if it's a receiver or if it's a quarterback. You know, you'll have two or three guys working, you know, with Chad Kelly or Ryan Buchanan, and we have another guy. Oh, Jordan Tymo is coming out this year. And so, you know, they can truly learn from some of these, you know, maybe their favorite player or Ole Miss player or Mississippi player. And then, you know, especially now in the NFL, it's just it's really a cool thing to do and see. But especially for the small kids, I mean, they have a blast. But for the older kids, it's more of a skill set. I mean, you know, they're working on the route running, catching, and, you know, getting to learn from some of the guys that, you know, some of the best are in the NFL. To me, you can't compare it to anything else that's going on around here, because it's truly amazing.
Kind of shift gears a little bit. I know you want to talk about the inner workings of the meeting was last week, but you were on this Chancellor Search Advisory Committee. Just in your mind, I mean, you're around this university and the athletic programs as much as pretty much anybody. What do you see as the important requirements for this position at Ole Miss that will get filled sometime probably this year?
Man, you're gonna ask me that, aren't you? Yep. You're really gonna put me on the spot.
Isn't that amazing, Ben? In the pre-show,
I said that I would not inquire about the meeting. I did not inquire about the meeting. I asked for a personal.
This is why you can't trust media, Ben. The media guys tell you, "Hey, I'm not gonna ask you about this," and then as soon as the interview starts, "Hey,
Trump's right."
Yeah, fake news. Hashtag fake news.
Fake
right?
Fake news. I tell you what. You know, I can't talk about much. You know, Chase. They made us sign a lot of information, but I can tell you that there will be he or she, you know, going through this process, there will be it will be trying to choose my words here, so I don't get in trouble. Kicked off this. It certainly will, but you have a lot of people that love Ole Miss and love Mississippi. So and everybody's on the same page. So I think with that, you know, there's going to be the right person will be picked. With meeting everyone that's on that board, they're truly, truly amazing individuals, very intelligent. I have Jesse Mitchell and Todd Wade that were with me, Brady Bramlett. So you have some former athletes. I guess some of the guys call them good old boys nowadays since they're former athletes. And but we truly want what's best for Ole Miss. And so, but on athletic side of things, not as far as that. I mean, academics is important. Don't get me wrong. But we want somebody that can make sure that athletics goes to another level. Also, academics will get it will be there. It will get there. But and it's, we're strong academically, but athletically, part of athletics, we want someone that, has some knowledge on that, a strong background. So that's really all I can say, Chase. I mean, that's kind of vanilla, but, that's all I can really talk about.
I have a question, and this is going to come across as a little smart, and I don't mean for it to, because I've had a lot of people.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, a lot of people have kind of asked me, what does it mean? And I always say, I don't really know. But a lot of people who were interviewed, I shouldn't say a lot, several people who were interviewed coming out of that meeting talked about how, or maybe said it publicly in the public portion of that meeting, that it was important to get somebody who understood Mississippi, who understood Ole Miss and all that stuff. What does that mean? And I know you weren't one of the people that said that, but what does that mean when people say that? To me, I'm not trying to pin you down here, but the people, to me, it would just be, let's go out and get the best person who knows how to run university and knows how to raise funds and knows how to do all the things. It wouldn't, the whole understanding a university's history or its uniqueness would not be anywhere near my list of priorities.
Right. Yeah. And I know what you're talking about. I think that, I don't know, Neil. I'm trying to, because I know the people that said that, and all I can tell you is what I want, and what I said, which is I want someone that can treat the guy that gives $100 the same as the guy that gives $1 million. And they can raise funds. I think the way I really took it was, just someone that understands what, just. How great the University of Mississippi truly is.
Okay.
I can't really get too much into it, but that's kind of a tough one, Neil. That's a tough one.
That's what I do, man. I ask really tough questions,
Yeah. I mean, I want to say other thing. I just can't. I just,
Yeah, and I'm not criticizing the people who said it, because sometimes I think people say stuff because it's just sort of cliche and you say stuff and, it's – but, to me, and no one's asked my opinion, nor should they, and I really haven't given it. This is a real simple thing. Whether it's male, female, whatever, wherever they're from, go hire the right person. Hire the best person.
Right. I think a lot of folks that I've talked to just around before – I was even put on the search committee. It would be great to have someone, that is from Mississippi or has an Ole Miss background or holds 2 or 3 degrees from University of Mississippi. Like, that'd be awesome. But, is that person out there? I don't know. I'm sure they are, but can everybody agree on that person? I don't know. So that, that's, I think, you look at like Mississippi State with Keenan. I mean, that was a great hire. And he's done everything right. So, with the Vitter deal, that was kind of fumbled. I mean, I wasn't a part of that at all, but I can tell you that the group that's made up with this committee, truly, from professors to doctors to lawyers to everything you can think of, athletes, former athletes, lawyers, it truly is a combination of a lot of diversity. And I think that's really going to help us choose or give our suggestion on who that person, should be, or who we would like that person, to be. So, but I'm with you, Neil. I'm with you.
Let's kind of circle back around to close. Go ahead. Yeah.
Got some hard questions today, man. So it's gonna be a fun day.
It's a fun day. It's all good. We're, you know, just stuff.
Hey, Neil.
Answer right there is that what you should have said, just for future reference, is, look, I'm just going to take this thing one day at a time, and good Lord willing, things will work out.
Hey, you got to trust the process. Trust the process. That's what I should have said. Yeah, just trust. Yeah. Keep on, you know, trusting the process.
Yeah, I like my answer better. I really do. We're going to take one day at a time, and good Lord willing, things will work out. That's a solid answer for any question.
I should say just like no comment, but I do like yours better, you know. But anyway, y'all got me laughing this morning for sure. But I would love for anybody listening to this podcast right now that for sure kind of switches the subject real quick. Love for y'all to come out next Monday and Tuesday, bring your kids. We have a lot of folks coming from Oxford, and you know, they're staying at the Westin in Jackson, and actually all the athletes are staying there also. So, you know, tons of time, you know, opportunities to meet, you know, me, take pictures, you know, learn from some of the best that attended, you know, University of Mississippi. So it's going to be a fun week next Monday and Tuesday.
We'll put those links up on the board, out on social media as well. It's ygbfootball.org. Ben, as always, appreciate it, bud.
Hey, Neil, thanks for the hard questions. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Ben. Talk to you soon.
Y'all be good. All right.
Thanks to Ben for his time this morning. The podcast also brought to you by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting that understands your market. Also a leader in condo financing and the float down option. And we'll tell you that rates are lower than they've been in about 2 years. So if you've refinanced or bought during that portion, maybe Jason can help you out. Contact him to find out more. See if you can get a little better deal at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you about it in a minute. The podcast is also brought to you by the Westin Jackson. If you're going down for Ben's camp, you got to believe camp, and you want a place to hang out, head over to Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro right there in the Westin Jackson. Sip on a creative craft cocktail. Enjoy their curated wine list. It's open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. And Chef Caden is fantastic. It's a great place to relax in downtown Jackson. And you can also, speaking of relaxing, you can visit Soul Spots, the ultimate luxury spa experience in downtown Jackson. Personalized massages, signature facials, soothing body treatments, and much more, all at the Westin Jackson in downtown Jackson. The podcast also brought to you in part by John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. Whether it's a golf trip with the guys, an anniversary trip, a trip to Florida, the Caribbean, whatever the case may be, get in touch with John. He's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows John to supply his clients with added values, unique benefits that are simply not available to other travelers. What you do is you give him some parameters, you give him a budget, he gives you options, and know this, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. It's a podcast that's also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you are in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They have a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And we're brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. He's a big part of Savannah Square. It's a new 9-acre development, 7/10 of a mile from the Oxford downtown square, conveniently located east of North Lamar, just a short stroll from the Midtown Shopping Center. You can check it out at savannahsquareoxford.com, or you can get in touch with Harry via text or call at 662-801-5621.
Just here, this time, I will write this in that story I was writing about projected lineup next year, but it looks like Ole Miss is going to finish They're up to number three in the enrolled rankings. Ole Miss is going to get its entire signing class to campus, it looks like. So it looks like number three nationally is the likely spot. There's also a chance they could get to number two, passing LSU as well. They're passing Florida to get to number three. They were number four heading into the draft, and other teams obviously having casualties. So, yeah, number two, number three, something like that for this this signing class. The top 10, very SEC heavy as expected. Auburn at 10, Georgia Tech at 9, FIU at 8, Miami at 7, State at 6, A&M at 5, Florida at 4, Ole Miss at 3, LSU at 2, and then the nice little engine that could, Vanderbilt at number 1. So that is your recruiting rankings for the class of 2019. Vanderbilt made it work.
Yeah.
They made it work.
Give them credit. I think there's people you can bash and all that, but Vanderbilt's not one of them.
I think it's getting killed by the draft a little bit, but LSU put a really good class together. They almost caught Vanderbilt in average points per player.
Yeah, they lost.
Not quite, but they got close.
They lost a couple of guys they didn't expect to lose.
I did see that. Yeah, day two really hurt them between rounds 3 and 10. Houston Rock did sign for the $150,000 that was expected, so that was $125,000 that they can pay anybody outside the top 10 rounds, and then they gave him $25,000 that went against their pool for the top 10 rounds. So $150,000 for Houston Rock. It is all of one, none of the other. They got the whole signing class to campus. They lost every current player that was drafted over the course of the draft. So that is where that is. Thomas Dillard signed for $400,000 with the Brewers. I think his slot value was somewhere around $330,000, $340,000. So he as well got a little overslot from Milwaukee.
Yeah, I can no longer cheer for Thomas. So
the Brewers have occupied that space for you now too.
They're there. They're not
Cardinal level.
They're not quite as bad as the team that shall remain nameless, but they're better than that team right now and more of a threat, so yeah.
Okay. Terrible news out of Major League Baseball yesterday. You mentioned Tyler Skaggs passed away in his hotel room several hours before the team was scheduled to play the Texas Rangers, the Angels' starting pitcher. 27 years old. They ruled out suicide or foul play. Have not seen anything else going on, but just devastating overall. But a franchise that is only a decade away from the last time a player was killed.
Yeah, it's been a little over 10 years. Nick Adenhart died in, I think that was April of 2009, and Tyler Skaggs was the first pitcher drafted by the Angels after Adenhart's death. He was drafted in the second round of the draft, in which they drafted Randall Grichuk and a guy named Mike Trout in the first round of that draft.
It worked out.
Yeah, and then Skaggs got traded to Arizona and then traded back to the Angels and had really begun to emerge as a pretty good pitcher. He was having a pretty good year this year. You read these stories about him, and he was one of those guys that I think people in our field really liked, because when you covered the Angels, apparently, he was a go-to guy in the clubhouse. He was pretty nice to media. He was kind of funny, very popular on his team because of some of the pranks that he pulled on Shohei Ohtani and Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. Everybody really liked him, and it always just strikes me as these things happen. It's kind of like when it happened to Daryl Kyle. I just don't understand really how he pitched in a Major League Baseball game on Saturday night. How less than 48 hours does a guy later just die? Not a car accident or a shooting or a boating accident where you know, okay, well, that's how he died. You just wonder, how does someone seemingly that healthy just die?
Just Can't imagine it. I mean, they find him in the room. I mean, just I feel like we've talked about nothing but death on the show today. I don't know. I mean, is this the first major leaguer to die since Jose Fernandez? Active.
I think so.
I know we don't know. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head.
Luis Valbuena died in back in November, and I don't know whether he was still active or not. He had played for the Angels the season before. I don't know. It happens, but
yeah, Nick Adenhart was the one a decade ago. He had pitched that night and then died, was killed by a drunk driver hours after.
Yeah, he had pitched that night, and I remember the part of that story that always struck me with Adenhart was, for whatever reason, his dad lived in Baltimore, and for whatever reason, he really wanted his dad to come out to that start. And his dad had flown across the country to go to that start and was at that start, and it was his best major league start. And he was still very young, but he had really pitched well that night. And in the, kind of the area outside of the clubhouse, the Angels pitching coach had told Nick Adenhart's dad that, yeah, this is going to a good place. This is going to work out. And hours later, he gets a call at his hotel room that his son's dead. Just, there's no preparing for stuff like that. As soon as I heard yesterday that the Rangers and Angels clubhouses were closed, the first thing that crossed my mind is somebody's dead. Someone's dead on one of those two teams. Because someone was talking about how, maybe it was because somebody was, one of the Rangers pitchers, I think, was designated for assignment or something. And I said, that's not why you close a clubhouse. It's something bad.
Yeah, no, you don't close clubhouses over roster decisions. Yeah. When will they start playing again? Not that that matters.
The Rangers GM and manager, Chris Woodward, and I can't think of the GM's name, John Daniels, they were asked that yesterday. I felt bad for the media having to ask those questions because for people out there, we in the media hate asking those kinds of questions, but you have to ask them because those questions come up from the people who read our stuff. I think they felt like they would probably play tonight.
Okay. Such a terrible question to even have to ask.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. And the guy that asked it said, I know this is unimportant. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
And to their credit, they didn't jump him. I remember when Daryl Kyle died, the Cardinals were in Chicago to play the Cubs. It was a Saturday. It was actually like the Fox or NBC or whatever game of the week. And obviously the game wasn't played that day. And they had the Sunday night ESPN game scheduled. And I think it was the Cardinals. What they said was it was because it was Daryl Kyle's day to start, and he was very, one of his things was that he never missed a start, so they played. And I remember the Cardinals saying after that game that they should not have played. And I remember hearing some of the Cubs say they were surprised that they played that day.
I don't have a ton of memory of Daryl Kyle necessarily, I'm not a Cardinals fan, anything like that, but I do remember that night. I remember the pregame and the crowd. And I remember sitting down to watch that night after he passed away. That is one of the baseball memory that's sort of seared into my head a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird. I remember, don't you hate that you can't remember things that matter, yet you can remember stuff that absolutely doesn't matter? I remember Fred McGriff homered that night. Isn't that stupid? I mean, there's a part of my brain that recalls that. That is so idiotic. I mean, it's a completely useless piece of information that's floating around. And
you couldn't tell me what you watched four nights ago, but you can pull that off.
Yeah, the Cubs have way too much storage in my brain. They really do.
Okay. A very important part of the conversation we did not get with Ben a few minutes ago is that Peyton's house in Jackson is the beneficiary of all funds that are raised through this camp next week. It is a leadership after-school program for 6 to 12 grade boys. The purpose is to promote spiritual, educational, and relational growth for inner-city middle school, inner-city middle school, and high school young men. It includes cross-cultural experiences through retreats, field trips, service opportunities, and the community, and more. So that is a good cause there for any proceeds coming from that camp next week at Jackson Academy. We told you about, again, YGBFootball.org. When is Kawhi Leonard doing whatever he's doing? He's the only one left, right?
He's the main one left.
Put it that way.
Yeah, there's a lot there. I mean, he could go back to the Raptors, obviously. The Clippers have had a really good offseason and have saved room for him. The team that is all in on the gamble now is the Lakers, because if they don't get him, they've really let a lot of other people get away that could have filled spots. Now I think they're going to get Andre Iguodala. It looks like Memphis is going to buy out his contract or do some sort of a trade or something. He's not going to play for the Grizzlies, it doesn't appear. But it feels like it's Clippers or Raptors. And the Lakers, once again, sort of taking this giant gamble. And I think it's possible that what's happened is that a lot of guys just don't want to play for LeBron. Kevin Durant said this a year ago, to his credit. Things that I don't say very often. Kevin Durant said, I don't really want to be a part of that circus. And you got to wonder if maybe Kawhi Leonard looks at it and says, so I got two choices here. I can either stay with an organization where I just won a title, got everybody back, Gasol's back, Van Vliet's back, Ibaka's back, etc. Kyle Lowry's back. I can make another run at it. He could sign a short-term deal if he wanted to. Or he can go to the Clippers, where, like yesterday, they got Mo Harkless, who's a nice wing defender. They've got a nice nucleus of players there, and he could walk in and play in Southern California, which is where he's from. He just built $15 million home in L.A., so it's about 1,000 square feet. He could do that and play for the Clippers and not have to deal with all the LeBron stuff. So I don't know what he'll do. It doesn't feel like the Lakers, though.
Okay. We'll move on with the show in 1 second. Before we do that, I'll tell you about G&M Pharmacy there on South Lamar in Oxford, 662-236-2222. Been telling you for a couple weeks now that they are wanting to get the word out about their Sildenafil, the brand alternative to several of the other products that is much cheaper. You can break it into halves and quarters and take care of that issue if you have it. Get you ready in as little as 15 minutes, and you don't have to talk to anybody to get the product. You can go to TysonDrugs.com, GNMPharmacy.com, click product request, and request the prescription there online. And move all your medications over while you're at it. They'll take care of you, they care about you, and they'll get to know you as well. 662-236-2222.
The podcast also brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB has a commercial checking account now paying 1% interest as long as you keep $10,000 in the account. It comes with fully interactive online banking. They can set up any local business to deposit checks from their office, not have to worry with coming to the bank daily to deposit those checks. More than likely, any business owner at another bank is now paying a monthly fee for their account, and they are most certainly not making 1% on their money. To learn more, go to liveoxfordbankoxford.com or go call 662-234-6668. I hate to call the guy out because he's been just getting killed on Twitter, as he should. But let me see if I can find it real quick. If there was ever a crap take of the day, it was yesterday. I'm surprised you didn't see this. Let me see if I can find it. I'm looking. Hold on. Here it is. Dan McLaughlin. Did you see this?
I was not really on Twitter yesterday, actually. So, no, I don't think I did.
Dan McLaughlin, who is a baseball crank, is his thing. He has 56,300 followers, okay, including Eric Edholm, Dane Perry, and others.
Okay.
He's an ex-baseball blogger.
An ex-baseball blogger.
Yeah, he's a contributing columnist at NRO, which is National Review.
Okay.
His tweet yesterday, let's see if I can find it. I know this is great pod. He says Tyler Skaggs was pitching pretty well this year, which is a small thing compared to dying at 27. But it's a shame for him. He didn't get to finish a good season.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I'm not sure I could make that up.
Was he trying to be sincere?
Yeah. Oh, he's...
I don't think he was trying to joke.
He's doubled down on it when he's been called out thousands of times now. Yep. Shame he didn't get to finish the season.
Wow.
Yeah, that's your crap take of the day.
Okay.
I got to tell you, you got to work real hard to come up with something worse than that. But hey, it's Twitter. Give somebody a chance. It's brought to you by Scooper's Pet Waste Removal, LLC. Everyone loves their pets. No one loves stepping in their pet's stuff. Certainly no one loves tracking it back into your house. Scoopers will go into your backyard, apartment complex, or condominium and pick up what no one really wants to pick up. For $10 of cleaning, Scoopers will clean up your yard. They'll do it on your schedule, whether that's weekly, bi-weekly, or a one-time service. No contracts required. You can cancel at any time, and if you have multiple dogs, it's just $2 for each additional dog. So if you own a home, a condo, or an apartment complex in Oxford, you'd like to deal with a lot less crap, call Scoopers 662-506-2754 or simply send them an email, scoopers.oxfordpetwaste@gmail.com, to get your cleanings scheduled today. Don't forget, if you weren't able to take advantage of the Blue Delta 5-year anniversary party on the square in April, if you weren't able to get to Taylor last week, whatever the case may be, don't fret. You don't have to wait until football season to get your pair of Blue Delta jeans ordered. These guys do trunk shows. They fit sports teams. They do golf tournaments. Check them out on Instagram, on Twitter at Blue Delta Jeans. They were, they've been all over the place. They were in San Francisco just over the weekend. They're kind of everywhere. And if you want them to come to you, they just might. If you're interested in hosting a private trunk show in your city, reach out to them at info@bluedeltajeans.com, and one of the Blue Delta stylists will reach out to you with details. And we're brought to you by 7 South Tailgating. 7 South Tailgating is owned and operated by husband and wife duo Kyle and Jordan Thornton. Both are Ole Miss alums, Oxford locals. Kyle's a former Ole Miss baseball player. Jordan, a former Ole Miss football staff member. What started as a way to pay for college has become the greatest tailgating service provider at Ole Miss. The team at 7 South are Rebels through and through, and they take pride in the Grove and the impact their service has on protecting, preserving, and enriching the Ole Miss game day tailgating tradition. Call them directly at 662-321-1682 or visit 7southtailgating.com. And don't forget, I'll remind you again today, if you want to your son or daughter to play OPC soccer in the fall, ages 4 to 15, they've got it at Oxford Park Commission. This is kind of the last week, I think, for sign-up. The season starts in August. It runs through October. All of the games are played at beautiful FNC Park. So go to oxfordparkcommission.com today to learn more.
Also, Blue Delta Jeans has introduced the Pappy Package. I just saw this on social media yesterday. I talked to Blake about it a little last night. If you, you've got a company and maybe you want to gift some Blue Delta Jeans to your client, if you just got a bunch of friends that want to go in together and take the plunge and get a pair of Blue Deltas, if you get 15 jeans ordered, they'll come to you wherever you are, come to a home, workplace, whatever. They'll bring a bottle of 15-year Pappy Van Winkle with you and hand it to you to enjoy during the fitting. So the Pappy Package there from Blue Delta, you just have to shoot them an email or a DM. Again, as you said, that's info@bluedeltajeans.com. So just a little thing there. Let's see. Do what?
I've tasted the 15-year Pappy.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Good. Yeah, well, a little more on that. We got a lot of Pappy coming up, actually, on the podcast, or a podcast coming next week. Not quite ready to go there, but a couple days away. Let's see. Did you watch Bachelorette last night?
I did.
Okay. It was on in front of me. I was actually reading, but it was on. I do have a question.
Okay.
I have a question. We've talked for weeks that that Luke is still around simply for carnal purposes, in your opinion.
Yeah, but there's an interesting twist to this.
I know, that's my point. I saw the ending last night where they jump ahead and they show you clips from the future things, and it looks like he gets a little weird in that category. Are we buying what it is selling there at the end, or is this simply a misdirection on the part of the producers?
I'm sure there is some misdirection, but it does appear that where we're headed with this is that she's going to do the full complement of fantasy suites. He is going to be one of the people that is still around at that point of the show. And he is, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this. I'm not criticizing at all, but he's very, not extreme, just very religious to the point of about premarital relations. Yeah, and he does not believe in them, and he said that's not happening with him. And apparently he asked her if she has had other relations with other people in the fantasy suites, and she apparently confirms that she has, and he loses it, and she's going to send him home. I think where the twist comes is is my prediction, and I've stayed away from spoilers. And okay,
so you haven't went and checked out Reality Steve to see what's...
No, I have not. I have not. I don't want to know because that ruins the show for me.
Okay.
I have this funny feeling that he's going to get sent home, but then he's going to come back in some form, maybe in some desperate Hail Mary of an attempt. But I have this feeling that that's because otherwise they're giving a huge part of the show away weeks ahead of time. So I have this feeling that he comes back at the end in some desperate form. Whether it works or not, I have no clue, but that's my guess.
Is this all just scripted crap, or does she actually like him?
See, I mean, you know, there's a lot going on that we don't see on camera, and she does a lot of stuff. And I actually read an article about this morning, and I'm so embarrassed. God, what a waste of
time. You read an article about this?
I stumbled across it. So Laura and Caroline went to work out early this morning, and so I was up. It was 5:15. I had a cup of coffee. I was like, I got to go do stuff. But I was just playing on my phone for a minute. And they were talking about how she talks about her faith a lot. And Chris Harrison, who is the guy that comes up and says...
Yeah, we all know Chris.
Anna.
Well, yeah, because a couple weeks ago when I stumbled across it, she was asking all of them to basically tell her their faith stories or whatever.
Yeah, and he was talking about how in the past... faith and stuff has sort of been taboo on that show because it's controversial. It's his words, not mine. Yell at Chris, send him. He's on Twitter. And he said he was glad that this time that's not what they had done, that they had sort of tackled it head on. And knowing that, you know, the scene that comes at the end where, you know, she basically says, you don't have a right to question what you're not my husband. You don't have a right to question what I do with my body, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. She says that basically that has happened and that Jesus still loves her, I believe was the quote.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's at least something different. I'll give them that.
Yeah, I mean,
they're in season 20 or whatever it is. You got to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, you got to throw some curveballs, man. I mean, I just get mad at myself.
Well, because I'm watching it, I'm going, okay, either we're just getting pieces of this where they're presenting what they want us to see, or she's simply just keeping this nut job around to get to the final three, one or the other. And maybe he's just manipulated her. I don't know.
He is pretty manipulative. He is.
But you believe him over the other 24 people?
If you want to.
Okay, fair enough. Again, I haven't seen enough of the show to have real big opinions, but I did see this.
Yeah, it's both of my daughters have read all of the spoilers.
Okay.
So they know everything that's coming, and so we all watch in different rooms. Because I like to guess it right. I want to see if I get it right. And I think my guess is wrong, by the way.
She broke that poor Connor kid last night.
Yeah.
He was devastated.
Yeah, she was like, he should have opened up sooner and all that stuff. It's like, God.
He got buried in the group dates, and that was the end of him.
That was the end.
Yeah, gotta be forceful. Gotta get in there.
Shoot or shoot.
Yeah, I mean. Oh, God. So what's next? Do they do like one of those bachelor pad kind of things next? Or do we go just straight back to the bachelor? What do we do? What's up?
No, they. I don't know. I've never watched the whole Bachelor in Paradise thing because, I don't know, I'm just.
Isn't that kind of like the cheap part of what you like about the whole deal, though?
Yeah, I probably would like it, but there's just something about it where I go, we're not doing this.
That's your line in the sand.
For whatever reason.
All the other stuff, all good. That's the line in the sand for you.
Yeah, the show that I probably would actually enjoy for it's just pure.
Because it's just stupid. It's all just stupid, but it's really just stupid.
Yeah, it's total stupid smut trash, which normally I would enjoy. And for whatever reason, I pass on that. Yeah, I mean, one of these rejected guys is going to be the Bachelor. That's how this works. I don't know who it'll be. My guess is it's Tyler.
Which one's that?
He's the model that she clearly
is. Hang on,
keeping.
I saw on Twitter last night or this morning, it might have been Aaliyah that put it out or retweeted somebody. One of them has a girlfriend back home that's still on the show.
That's what's been hinted at in my household.
Which one is that?
I think it's Jed.
Okay. So he's not the next Jed Bachelor.
Was the one that I was predicting to win it. So it looks like I'm not going to get it. Peter's not going to win because he's too nice of a guy.
Nice guy can't win?
Never wins.
Okay.
Real nice guy's a pilot. Good dude. No chance.
I kind of thought the golf pro last night that got eliminated had a shot as it moved on just because he kind of had the right mix of nice and kind of asshole at the same time.
Yeah.
He came off with as a contender profile to me.
Yeah, so he's got a shot the next level. I think this Tyler guy, the model that she's keeping around so she can sleep with, I think he's got a real shot to be the Bachelor.
So you think this might be the guy that runs Luke off because something else happens with this cat?
It's possible, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because she says something about in the windmill twice that I think is sexual. And my guess is that that's going to be the model guy, whatever his name is, Tyler.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I still go back to my point. These guys are in the Netherlands for a freaking week. They're waiting around for, because they each get, you know, whether it's a single one-on-one or a group date. What happens in the other 6 days when you're in the Netherlands?
They all sit in their hotel rooms and order room service.
No chance. These guys are in the best shape of their lives. They've spent a year with a personal trainer. They're all ripped. No way. No chance.
You think they're going out on the town?
Yeah, otherwise there'd be like a lot of fighting and stuff. Like, because there would just be just all the pent-up hostility would result, and there'd be a fist fight, and there's never a fist fight.
Which tells you they're blowing off steam.
Tells me they're out partying, and they're really, by the end of the week, they really don't care whether Hannah gives them a rose or not. They would like a rose because that means they get to go to the next exotic location for a week and play on ABC's dime.
Yeah. Roger Federer just lost his first set at Wimbledon.
Uh-oh.
I like his chances to win, probably, but...
Was it Venus that lost yesterday, Venus Williams?
To a 15-year-old. To a 15-year-old American.
Mm.
Yeah.
Father Time defeated, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, you know, maybe America has its next person. We'll see. But, yeah, just staring at the screen there. Federer loses 6-3 to someone that I've never heard of. So, let's see. I guess that's it for the day. We appreciate Ben giving us a little time this morning telling us about that camp. Again, you can sign up at ygbfootball.org for that. Hope all of you have a happy 4th. Be safe. Be careful with fireworks and travel and all that stuff. And then we'll get back to a regular schedule at some point. It is July, so it's going to be a little sporadic. It is what it is. It is every year. But appreciate you as always. We've got other podcasts coming to you on the network, new and ones that we've been giving you for a while, new episodes of that. So more as that comes out on Twitter, on all the places that you get our podcast. And also on the message board, herbalgrove.com. Content there coming later also. And we'll talk to you soon.